from Cal, number 22, C.J. Anderson.
You know, they kind of rolled the dice a little bit, and Adam Gase and the Miami Dolphins made a play for him, but at the end of the day, they brought him back. And I'm glad they did. He finished the season so strong. He was playing at a high level. The Broncos needed to know they had a bell cow running back. I'm sure there'll be a couple other guys on there that split some carries with him. But the way he played at the end of the year, I think he's the back they want to go to town with. And on defense, I look at DeMarcus Ware as that type of guy. It's not just about his elite play on the field and what he's done throughout his career. It's about his leadership. I think Von Miller played his best football because of having a guy like DeMarcus Ware on the defense. Everybody looks up to him. Everyone respects him. He was one of the team captains. Peyton Manning has gone on the offensive side, but DeMarcus Ware is coming back, and he's one of those savvy vets that understands the special situation he has here playing for Wade Phillips and playing with the teammates that he has on defense, and he wanted to come back and be with this group again. He took a pay cut, restructured his deal to do it, thought it was a great move, and I think the Broncos are better because of it. Well, I think when Brock Osweiler left for Houston, the Broncos needed to bring somebody in that was a veteran quarterback that at least they knew they could put back there and have a chance to win with. And I thought they did a good job of bringing in Sanchez. They got him really affordably, $4.5 million a year for a veteran quarterback. He hasn't played a whole lot of games in the last couple of years, but when he was playing at a high level, he's able to lead a team to the playoffs and win playoff games. And I look at him as a type of guy that might have a renewed vigor. He's getting another chance to start in the NFL on a great team. He understands his role, doesn't have to do too much, surrounded by a lot of talent. I thought that was a great pickup. I'm pretty sure they'll bring another guy or two in to compete with him and Trevor Siemian, who I know they really like. No one's seen much of him, but they really like him. And he's got another year under his belt. And they'll let those guys compete. Maybe they still got a play that they'll make before the season, but at least they know they have some guys that can take snaps. The Broncos have made some moves on the offensive line, bringing in some guys that I think are really going to help them. I wouldn't be surprised if they still took a guy, because there's a lot of talent in offense and defensive line. So I wouldn't be surprised if they took a guy. Malik Jackson's gone. They might have a very talented defensive lineman they take in the first round, or perhaps there's a very talented tackle that can play at a first round level who can also play guard and really bolster up that O-line. They didn't do everything they wanted to do in the run game last year. They still won the Super Bowl, which is amazing. They got the most out of the guys they had, but I know they want to improve that run game a little bit and be a little more dominant, and it starts up front. But John Elway and the Broncos have been a team that drafts based on talent. So they'll have their board, they'll have their list, they'll cross them off one at a time, and they're going to take the best athlete.